Throughout Advent, there were four dominant themes that were captured in the readings for the season: promise, repentance, transformation, and joy. And tonight, we experience fulfillment. The fulfillment of everything promised from ancient times culminates on this holy night. I'd like us to focus on the term transformation. For the gospel of the midnight mass is what most people associate with Christmas. Shepherds keeping the night watch. Joseph and Mary heading into Bethlehem have gone and been accounted for the census. Now they're looking. She's ready to deliver the firstborn. No room at the inn. But the shepherds were frightened. Angels appeared. They didn't know what to make of it. But then a host of angels join in their singing to them, great cause for joy. Today is born for you who the Savior, who is Christ and Lord, in the city of David, Bethlehem of Judea. They go. Their fear is transformed into joy and maybe curiosity. But they go. And what did they discover? After receiving such an amazing message from angels, they discover this child of the promise in a manger. The crib, a makeshift crib out of a feeding trough for animals, surrounded by oxes and asses and other kind of fowl. We have heard the story. We have heard the narrative of the birth of the Savior so many times. The details don't shock us. But you can best believe it was shocking to the shepherds. And probably to the Magi who will be coming. Imagine this. The King of Kings found in a cave. In a feeding trough for animals. It's messy. Divinity, if you will, has cloaked itself in the messiness of humanity. Run afoul in sin. And yet, there's a detail of how they discover this child which speaks to the future. The infant was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Right now, all over Belchase, in the surrounding areas, little ones are finding themselves heavy, heavy with sleep. The Sandman is working on them. Right now. And no sooner do they succumb to the nocturnal rest, the presents will come and they'll be placed under the tree. Parents will be waiting to see the children come out and discover the wrappings. The children will go like crazy people, wrapping, tearing up. The paper will be thrown everywhere, here and there. The house will look like a disaster zone. But the gifts will be disclosed. Anticipation and curiosity will give way to joy and wonderment. Joy and wonderment. We fast forward because the gospel begins with the birth of this child. It continues all the way to Calvary and to the sepulcher where his body would lay to rest. A body, mind you, which would once again be wrapped in swaddling clothes. And then, 3 days after, a foot race will ensue between Peter and John. Of course, the younger of the two gets there first. He looks in but doesn't go in because love always defers to authority. But when they both go in, what do they discover? The wrappings thrown off to the side. But the body they do not discover. The gift that was wrapped in swaddling clothes is no longer there. It's been raised. Today is born our Savior, who is Christ and Lord. From all eternity, God prepared for how he would wrap this gift. In the garment of humanity, of human flesh. And the plan of God was such that when it would come time for him to consummate the marriage between humanity and divinity, which is realized in the mystery of the incarnation, when he would give the greatest revelation of love the world has ever known. Only God could show us how to love him with our whole heart, our whole mind, our whole soul, all our strength. The Son of God made flesh. In doing so, has revealed to us the mystery of the kingdom. You and I, tonight, are given the glimpse of the gospel that came in such a small wonder. But over time, will transform the whole world, especially the minds and hearts of human beings created to God's image and likeness. Who would have ever thought such a wonder would come from such a messy environment? And yet, that's how it is still to this day. You and I, if we trust in God thoroughly enough, will discover the mystery of love more times than not is found in the messiness of life. It's a paradox. It's a revelation. It's a Christmas that only heaven could manifest. And so we pray in thanksgiving today for the gift of shepherds, for angels, for Mary and Joseph, for the innkeeper who said there's no room, but there you can go in my manger if you'd like. And from there, it has gone forth to all the world. And here we are tonight, gazing upon love made visible and accessible in the flesh. God love you.